think I helped in the house, doing the housework and that. Because it's a farmhouse, you see. And then Mr. and Mrs. Thorold, they sold up the farm and went to Tunbridge Wells, was it? They went away. And then Mr. and Mrs. Dewhurst, that owned the pottery, the brick and tile pottery at Glastonbury, that's... The bungalow is still there, but all the pottery is gone, the kilns, everything, all that's gone. It's below the cemetery. And, well, I worked there right up till I left, I suppose, to... No. Mother had a cottage left her in Pilton. And... we lived there part-time and went back to Glastonbury part-time, you know, down to the family. And Captain and Mrs. Franks, they knew, well, the old man died that belonged to the house, and they knew about him, you see. And they came and asked me if Mrs. Franks and Captain Franks, they asked me if I'd go and work for them for a month, because they had holiday people. They'd let their house for a month to holiday people. This was before the war, but the year before the war, I suppose, started, or whether it was the war year, I can't remember. Anyway, I went there and looked after this. It was an elderly couple that was renting the Monk's Mill. That's down round by the church there. And I think from 8 to 12 I was there for, you know, doing their breakfast and cleaning up and making myself useful, more or less. And then... well, that went on. Then when that month was up, Captain and Mrs. Franks asked me, would I come on for good? So Mr. and Mrs. Dewhurst, I think they were more or less retiring. So I stayed on with Captain and Mrs. Franks. And... well, then...
could you tell me what you did when you were working at the pottery?
I didn't work in there. I was in the bungalow. The owners of the pottery. Their names were Dewhurst.
So you helped them in their bungalow?
In the bungalow. I was still there from 8 to 2, I think it was. But then at 2 o'clock after... they'd had their lunch and I'd had mine and everything. I cleared up and was away. I was away home then. And then helping out back at Wick. And I rode my bicycle.